Hello, everyone. Welcome to Coffee Chat with Dr. Jane Ruby. Hope everyone's doing well. Thank you for being with me today. A little bit of a late start on this Coffee Chat. We're actually going to rename it an Afternoon Tea Chat. So, got a little bit of a late start. But teas, nonetheless, are absolutely wonderful. Just had a little under the weather last night and this morning. Kind of coming around a little bit now. Was supposed to travel very early this morning, but I had to put that off. So I just wanted to get a coffee chat in today because there are, you know, there's some things happening that I want to share my perspective with you. It's I think the main theme or sort of pattern I'm seeing is distraction. And I'm sure you all know that, but I want to point out some interesting aspects of that. Before I do, I do not have a gifted teacup. This actually I gave this to myself. This is a very beautiful set. I first saw it on a TV show of a woman that I admire, and she's very talented in her table settings and uses these beautiful cups for tea. And so it's just beautiful. I don't even know what the name is. It's a whole company and they have slightly different patterns, but so thank you to me. Anyway, welcome. Tuesday, March 26th. So, I think this distraction theme, you know, just to get, let's talk about this a little bit. There are distractions all over the place. And I know you know that, you're starting to see them, right? We call them red flags, we call them psyops. They're just things that happen. They appear to be happening as an act of God. Okay, you all get that. But I think the information and propaganda war is getting so, what, for lack of a better word, sophisticated in that it's layered. You know, people used to say, about President Trump, well, he's playing 3D or 4D or 6D chess. So many levels to it, you can't keep up with him. There's always a thing. So in that sort of in that spirit of that definition, there are layers of propaganda, layers of distractions, because they all look real, but some of them are to distract you from the other distractions over here. Remember, I think behind the scenes, essentially, we are seeing clashes between sets of criminals, cabal, titan, we call it the clash of the titans, right? The clash of the oligarchs. But I think there are like many of those going on. And we're kind of in the crossfire and they want us to look in this way. No, look over here. Oh, you should look up there. So let me explain what I'm talking about, because this is kind of interesting, I think. By now, most of you have heard of the tragic incident, because lives were lost, that happened in Baltimore about 2:30 this morning, when a container ship, and those are pretty big. Remember, a container is like, you know, you think of a container as, you know, on a big, you know, Mack truck, right? Where you see the trains going by, you know, these long containers, like one container, super, like, 18-wheeler or whatever. I'm not an expert on trucks, but you get the point. And so this is a ship with like hundreds of them on there, right? I'm thinking to myself, so anyway, most of you know that the ship, supposedly the story is that lost power, they kind of couldn't get it, directed properly, and it, even though the Francis Scott Key Bridge in the Baltimore Harbor is 1.5 miles long, okay, span, okay? And there are like, you know, I don't know how many, but 3, 4, but you know, way spaced apart. The, you know, the base, the pylons, the support. But this ship just, in its loss of power, you know, and it's not like it doesn't know what it's coming up to, right? So, but it gets close and it loses and oh, it just rams perfectly into one of those bases, right? I mean, the harbor's not small, let me tell you. Lived in DC 10 years, is in Baltimore, was in Baltimore many, many, many times. And mostly we stayed downtown at that harbor. Okay. It's a big harbor. And so, I don't know, there might be a couple of miles, like, long before a ship moving through approaches that bridge. But he, the power went out, and I don't know. The interesting thing is, on the story, and I'm not going to wrap this up and get to my point, but the interesting thing about the story is that he hits it on one sort of an end of it, not like in the middle of a middle support, but on an end. And when I first saw it happening in the replay, I thought, okay, well, that starts to go down, and I'm thinking, you've got other, you know, bases, pylons, you know, forgive me for the lack of technical, you know, term. But it kind of goes down in a very familiar way. What do I mean by that? Well, let's say you got three pylons, right? And you got the span of this bridge. There are three of them, or four of them, or however many there are, because that's what was required based on the weight, right? And to secure it in, that number was required, right? And just like the Titanic was compartmentalized out so that it could take a hit head on, as I understand it, and the water would be contained in the first compartment that was breached. Instead, somebody turned it, trying to get away from it, but not in time, and the gash went through all the protective compartments. Theory, conspiracy theory for another day. This container ship hits one of the pylons, not in the center, you know, looks like one of the ones on the side, you know, the side of the span. And it was almost like this came down, this one came down, I mean, within nanoseconds. So almost like, somebody used the word today, I'm not an expert, demolition. Right? I mean, if you really want to make a demolition sophisticated, you should hide in the woods and then go one, and then make it look like that weight is pulling, then boom. This one kind of went boom, 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 like all at once. Boom, boom. Collapse. That just felt really familiar to me. World Trade Center Tower, anybody? But here's the point of my pointing out that is a major distraction. A lot of people immediately said, hey, these are the possibilities. A lot of experts weighed in. But a lot of people who are very alert now to what's happening and very suspicious of government, very suspicious of, you know, government minions and things like that, said, you know, hey, this could be a distraction from something else. In fact, some guy posted, I thought this was really interesting, posted on the bridge collapse, but he said, put a hashtag in every one of your comments about it, P. Diddy. So like combining the distractions so that they don't get people going one way or the other, but everybody looking at everything. I thought that was kind of interesting. So that's my point. What have we learned over the last 4 years? When there's a major event, what else is going on? What are the possibilities of the things that they could be distracting us from? What is it that they really don't want us to see? And it could be more than one. Could be more than one distraction, looking unrelated. Could be more than one reality that they don't want you to be paying attention to or focusing on. So, but what I found interesting was in my observation of how it went across today was that a lot of people who are aware and pretty sharp and awake, you know, were saying, look, it's a distract, don't let it distract us. But they engaged in social media or meetings or Zoom calls or spaces on Twitter and they to talk about it, right? So they allowed themselves to go into that and be distracted. What am I missing? Gotta be careful. Gotta be open. Gotta stay open and observing, right? Like, you gotta become a human. You know the radar machine at the airport? Things always going woo, woo. Okay, you wanna be like that. You wanna be the human equivalent of that. Who's saying what? Who's doing what? Where's the chorus? Remember I taught you about the chorus. The chorus could be any group of people. You could see them as related. Maybe they move in a certain circle, some medical docs, some people from an organization, some people you might see as being, you know, controlled opposition in the health freedom movement. You see them in a certain grouping. So those are choruses. So what are the choruses saying? Which choruses? Because their job is to not create the narrative. That's created by their overlords. It's to process the narrative and to be appearing, to be coming up with it when they're really delivering it, right? These analyses are getting more and more sophisticated, layered, because they're not simple anymore. Nothing is linear anymore. We've got PSYOP on top of red flag, on top of CIA, on top of nothing burger. I mean, you've got all, we could use all the terms. You've got all this happening. So I think it's important to really pull it back. And pulling it back and really being observant and being wise about this and being, you know, we throw the word discerning around, but it is important. It takes time. It takes more time than, oh yeah, what's that? Oh, okay. You gotta put the time in. Sometimes the time is just sitting back and letting it unfold a little bit. Let it out. Let itself out. Let's see where the day takes it. The narrative or the false flags or the potential distraction events. Let it unfold. Don't jump on it. Don't assess it. Observe it. Keep observing. Okay. I thought that was important. That's a little bit of a nuance on the whole, hey, we're getting distracted. Beware. There's a lot of sub layers and areas that you have to be aware of. And sometimes that doesn't come out right away. Comes out and unfolds. Okay. So I want to spend time on the bridge itself, because I think it was highly suspicious. But I wanted to talk about the wider issue of how people understand that these are distractions, but then just go preoccupy their day with it, with others. Gee, let's analyze this. You know, and I guess some people should, and then we have that information and those sets of opinions, but just overall picture. Always want the overall picture. Because if you narrow your view too myopically, you're going to miss a lot of other stuff out here. Hi, everyone. Dr. Jane Ruby here. Thousands of members across my social media have reported that the Triad Air Purification products are incredibly effective at getting rid of shedding symptoms you may experience around family members and friends who took the jab. The Triad Air systems do not use filters, so there's nothing else for you to buy. The large unit protects homes up to 3,000 square feet. The mini is great for single rooms like dormitories up to 200 feet. And the personal shield protects you wherever you go. Wear it around your neck, on your purse, belt, or try the Go that fits in your car's cup holder. These products clean the air in your home of allergens, pollen, and mold using a pulse negative ionization technology similar to how the outside air is cleansed after a thunder and lightning storm. And you'll never have to change another filter. Go to airwaterhealing.com and use the promo code RUBY for 10% off and free shipping. That's airwaterhealing.com. Hi, everyone. Dr. Jane Ruby here with a quick message on how you should be protecting your retirement funds, your 401k, your IRAs. Did you know that you can protect them with physical gold and silver to avoid losing everything that you've built over your lifetime? Please call the experts at Augusta Precious Metals at 888-836-1890. At least talk to an expert. Learn more about how you can protect what you've built up so that if things go crazy, as we know they will in this economy, you've got some of your investments protected with tangible physical gold and silver. Every bit as valuable as real estate, something you can touch. They can't turn off, you know, with a flick of a switch. Call the people at Augusta Precious Metals. They're wonderful. They will educate you on what this is all about and what you need to do. And they will also provide you with some warnings about how to protect yourself from other companies that may be spreading lies and scamming you. That's Augusta Precious Metals at 888-836-1890. So I speaking of distractions, I discovered that the laws surrounding whether or not people can just, like anybody can just take a plane up and just drop poison into the sky, right? I mean, we're all focusing on the chemtrail situation, for lack of a better term, you know, we call it chemtrail. This spraying of materials, supposedly to keep us all safe from climate change. The earth is heating up. Okay. You know, and all those other phony BS excuses. But, you know, it dawned on me, how many of them are there? Is it regulated on any level and they're just not talking about it at the federal level or the international level? How many planes could be up there? How many planes should be up there at any given time? How much are they dispersing? Is my friend, Josh correct when he says there's just not enough planes in the world to be going back and forth? I mean, you just can't cover that kind of space or surface or whatever area. So it's more likely that they're spraying it and then they're using, you know, frequency instruments to disperse it. That's where you get those patterns. That seems plausible to me. But the point is, it got me thinking, well, you can't just let anybody and everybody go up there and spray or hire a commercial airline company and say, listen, on all of your westbound flights next month, we want to attach a canister and you just let it rip. And so how is it coordinated? Is it coordinated between states? Is this another, you know, COVID thing where the leadership is co-opted, the governors, the legislatures in every state are co-opted? Money, money, money. Could be. So how is it regulated? Where are the laws around it? So it turns out, as far as I can see so far, and I might ask Catherine Watt if she has any information on this. She's the legal analyst up in Pennsylvania, who's done a tremendous job on establishing that this is a DOD, the whole COVID pandemic and future flu shot, you know, mRNA program is a DOD mass genocide operation. All the proof, all the receipts. Okay, I might ask her if she's aware of any beyond the 1977 law that I found that requires only anybody, you don't even have to have any credentials for anything. Anybody who wants to take an airplane up and spray, I don't know, I guess anything, technically any poison, right? Aluminum, barium, cesium, bioweapon organisms, right? Anybody. As long as they file a one-page document form with the Department of Commerce. Really? So nobody's counting or regulating or limiting the number of planes that go up in a given day over a certain square mileage area. You have babies and children down here. You have plants that we depend on for our own oxygen. You're concerned about climate change? It's another heist. It's another heist. It's worldwide RICO. It's an assault. They don't have my permission. I live on the planet too. You gotta get consensus. Consensus is sort of a form of regulation. There's nothing like that I can find. If anybody knows of other laws, if anybody knows of any other regulation in place, please send it to me at drjaneruby@protonmail. Send it to me. I'll read it on the show or coffee chat. There's no regulation. Is it being done for distraction and poisoning? Maybe. I want to wonder, you know, thinking to myself, 5, 10, 20 years ago, why are cancer rates going up? Why is Alzheimer's going up? why is autism that didn't exist before a certain time period going up? Why are infectious diseases going up? Everything should be going down. Life expectancy, longer, but healthier and longer, right? No. What happened to the war on cancer? Okay, so these are all rhetorical questions. We're being poisoned. That's why the numbers are going up for everything. Now, we do know that the jabs accelerated the maiming and murder of human beings all over the world. So that's one answer to why are the numbers going up for everything. Why are chronic illnesses, poisoning in the food, poisoning in the air, poisoning in the water? You have these vast areas like the sky, the oceans, lakes, Great Lakes, vast amounts of food already managed in place by big greedy corporations. They're going up. Chronic illnesses, heart disease, liver disease. These things should be going away. If pharma's so great and healthcare's so great and the government's so great at running it, of course not. Of course. Those were all facetious statements. One page. Just have to fill out a one-page document. Yep, I'm going to go up on this date. I'm going to put this chemical on my airplane. I'm going to spray for 6 hours. There you go. Anything else? Probably have to pay a fee, right? Got a contract in. It's just right there in front of us, right? Now, we'll say, speaking of distractions, and again, this is my theme right now, there are distractions for the distractions. I was thinking about President Trump today. And again, I don't believe the elections are real. I don't think they have been real for a long time. Here's my disclaimer. I'm not for or against any candidate. I don't like a lot of what President Trump has said and not done. And a lot of it focuses on the shots for me, the quadruple down. But with all that said, there's my caveat, okay? What disturbs me greatly is as you're watching him day after day after day, yeah, he might get a rally in, he might get a sporting event in, I'm sure he plays a little bit of golf up there, you know, at his club. The point is, this guy can't even run a campaign. You are less than 7 months from a presidential election, if it's real, because we still have internet-connected voting machines, drop boxes, and 2 weeks of early voting, the three tools that were used to cheat and steal the country. It wasn't just the election and Trump's election and re-election that was stolen. This country was stolen. It's been stolen in chunks and pieces. And a big part of the country was stolen. Much bigger than Trump. And maybe he saw it that way. You're not going to sacrifice yourself and all 15 or 18 members of your immediate family. Maybe. I don't know. I don't think I would. I don't think the majority of people. That's not the point. This man cannot even conduct any semblance of a campaign. You got to have meetings. You got to put people in place as you get closer to the election. You're building your campaign infrastructure. Your messaging is getting, you got to get your messaging out. You, the person, have to be in a lot of places. This guy can't do it. They want him distracted. He knows it. He knows it. I'm sure he knows it. But the point is, he should be damn mad. Where are we, the people? I saw a great meme on, I can't remember where it was, one of the social media platforms. There was a giant dumpster fire, right, raging. And there was a guy just sitting back, you know, laying back like this, and just, and like sleeping. Like, you can see he looks like he's snoring, like in and out, in and out. And over the dumpster fire was the label America. And the guy, you know, snoring and laying back in his chair was labeled the people. The people. And we talk about this, my inner safety circle of very few friends in this fight. We talk about the lack of responsiveness. I don't think it's a lack of noticing anymore. I think it's a lack of responsiveness. I know it frustrates Anne Vandersteel a lot because she brings such real information. With Michael Yon, they bring all that reality back from the processing of illegals in the invasion. But here's an example of why the people are looking the other way. I was at a neighbor's the other day, and they kind of get everything that's happened, and they're a little more on the conservative side. And we started chatting, and I said, I started opening up with them because they were open to it. This could happen. You want to be further out from the cities. And the husband, who's a retired homicide investigator, they moved down to Florida years ago. I respect him greatly. And he got it. He got each thing. He sees it. And he said, and, you know, obviously he's like a 60-year-old, 70-year-old guy. And he said, there ain't a damn thing I can do about it. Now, I wasn't going to, the guy's had a lot of health problems and in and out of the hospital and all. So the point is not to say, oh, you got to get out there and fight it, you know. No, it's, everybody fights it in a different way. His awareness may teach other people. The point of it is people feel overwhelmed. And they're overwhelmed because of these distractions that are layered out. Designed to beat you up a little bit emotionally. I don't want to hear it. I want to go spend time with my family. I want to go take a walk. And rightfully so. You need to balance out getting the joy in life. So anyway, just wanted to point those things out. Thanks for being with me, guys. Again, as I said, not feeling great. Just going to catch up on some rest and get ready for the Dr. Jane Ruby Show tomorrow. Put together some interesting information for you and It's been a while since I just did a solo show and just spoke to you and shared information with you and did some teaching. If I have enough energy, I'll do the sleep education show that I've been threatening to do. Just kidding. But if not, maybe I'll do that for Friday night's show. Anyway, have a great night, everybody. Thanks for being so patient with me. Lots of moving parts in the fight. And in my life right now, and I'm just juggling, but I am dedicated to getting you the truth in medicine. So have a great night, much love, and I will see you tomorrow night on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. Medical disclaimer. The Dr. Jane Ruby Show does not provide medical advice. The information, including but not limited to texts, graphics, images, and other material contained on this show, are for informational purposes only and does not establish any kind of patient-client relationship by your viewing or attempt to communicate with Dr. Jane Ruby. No material presented on the show is intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have seen on the show. Thank you for watching.